This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is W. Dale Warren from the University of Arkansas Music Department. And you're with me because we're back in fall.
It's time for some concerts.
It is. It's been too long,
It's
actually.
Been far too long. The summer gets in the way of music making sometimes, and so we're delighted to be back performing live.
I've never seen this movie, but I know it's the most popular movie again in the country, The Lion King and The Circle of Life.
Mm-hmm.
You must feel like that somewhat because the last concerts you had at Walton Arts Center were the final for the seniors.
Right.
And emotional.
Very.
And now it's the first of the year.
It is. But, I mean, you got to remember, we're going to graduate seniors in December, although not nearly as many. And so the final concert in November will be not maybe as significant as it was for folks in April, but that certainly happens. And we do live cyclically. You're exactly right. Everything for us is done not on the normal calendar, but from July 1 to June 30th, you know, the academic calendar.
Two concerts. The first is Monday night.
Well, they're both Monday night, actually.
They're both Monday night.
Right. We're going to do Symphonic Band and Wind Symphony the same evening.
Oh.
We think that's going to be better for the patrons because the USO is going to play Tuesday night.
That's right.
We didn't want to, you know, monopolize three nights in a row. That's very difficult for the community to get out. There's so much to choose from. Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue has just passed through town. So we know folks are going to be pretty worn out.
Well, let's talk about all that's going to be happening on the stage on Monday night.
Well, Symphonic Band is going to do an all-English program, which we think is pretty clever, actually. They're going to open with the English folk song suite of Vaughn Williams, and that's his best-known band work. Everybody thinks it's pretty delightful and pretty outstanding, and we all love it. Then we're going to do two Granger tunes, Eubanks and Brazel, Bonnie Doon. Ben Chamberlain, our new associate director of bands, is going to do that. Ben's a wonderful young artist, and he's just a great addition to our faculty. And then we're going to close their portion with Shepherd's Hay, another one of Granger's most famous reels.
That's, I think, the first Granger I ever heard.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Beethoven 5. Mm-hmm. It's going to come around pretty often in our cycle.
So that's the Symphonic Band program, and then the Wind Symphony.
Right, intermission, and then the Wind Symphony comes out, and we have a brand-new piece. Kyle, you know, you can only open the concert with the same pieces so many years, and, of course, I've been doing this, you know, ever since I got off the Mayflower. So there's a new piece by Todd Stalter called Ignition, and it kind of captured me because it's so high energy, and it's 2.5 minutes of just pure fun. And, you know, it's in your face, and it's exciting, it's powerful, and it's got a lot of emotional drive. So we're going to open the concert with that instead of a normal fanfare, you know, like maybe you would normally hear.
When you say brand new, when you look at the program, it says Ignition. Parenthetically, it says 2011. I mean, it's not even a year old.
No, not at all. And the first performance was in the spring. So, and he wrote it for the Atlanta Youth Wind Symphony, which is an outstanding ensemble. And so we're really thrilled to bring it to this part of the country. Next is something I am super stoked about because we have not done a wind choral collaboration in far too long at the university. So we're going to do the monumental Vincent Persichetti Celebrations, which is his third cantata. And he wrote it for chorus and wind ensemble. It's not a transcription. And so it's a 9-movement work based on Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. Of course, he first published that in, 1855 with 12 poems. And so 9 of those poems are set here to music. And it's compelling, exciting, wonderful, deep music.
And this will be a collaboration.
It is because we've got our Schola Cantorum, which is our top choral ensemble on campus. Then we've also got the Master Chorale joining them. And the Master Chorale is community members, university faculty and staff. I mean, if you can pass the audition, you can get in Master Chorale. So you've got an enormous group of singers, plus the Wind Symphony, for a fairly epic presentation. And so that makes the collaboration even more exciting.
When you rehearse this, do you piece it together? First, you work with the music, then you bring in the voices?
Right. We the Wind Ensemble, started our portion of it at the beginning of the semester. So did Schola. And Master Chorale, of course, meets at a different time, too. So all of us were in pieces. Then Schola has come over and been with us 3 times. Now, of course, Master Chorale is an evening ensemble. So I met with Master Chorale and Schola last evening for a couple of hours. But Master Chorale has still not been with Wind Symphony. We only get one shot at that, and that's Sunday's dress rehearsal.
That's it.
That's it. So you've got a 9-movement, 23-minute piece, and you've only got one rehearsal to put that together.
Now, I guess the idea here is you've all been working separately, but you put it together. Everyone's been doing it enough that putting it together.
And since I conducted the rehearsal last night and I'm going to conduct it on the concert, they had my tempos, my interpretation, you know, what I'm looking for. So that's why I did that rehearsal and not Todd Prickett. And Todd, you know, has done a terrific job putting those two groups together already.
Okay. So, boy, you have this epic sort of performance.
Well, and then we go into something, another super exciting for us, because we are very into bringing new music to life at the university, as you well know, and we try to do as many premieres as possible. So we're going to premiere the Concerto for Alto Saxophone and Wind Ensemble by Michael Young with Larry Gwadds, and he wrote the concerto for Larry. Larry's one of the world-class classical saxophonists, and there aren't many of those, as you would suspect. Most saxophonists are jazz players, not legit players. But Larry really is one of those few guys that can get out there on the solo tour and make it with classical saxophone only. And so this is a pretty significant work. It's four movements, 20 minutes, and it stretches him to the limits of the instrument.
Written for him.
For him. Larry and Michael will arrive in town here in a couple of days, and we'll put it together just in a couple of rehearsals. Yeah, we live on the edge.
There is some work for you between when you and I are talking and Monday night, but you realize this.
Yeah, well, it's just the way it has to work. You can't get them in 2 weeks early. We wish we could. And we're going to close with maybe my favorite Shostakovich piece ever written, and he's my favorite Russian composer, so that's a mouthful right there. October, his symphonic poem, written for the 50th anniversary of the October 1917 revolution. And I think it's Shostakovich at his very best. I mean, you hear the 10th symphony, you hear the 5th, you hear some of his movie music, you hear the jazz suites, but you hear his political voice. And all of us understand about Shostakovich and his run-ins, shall we say, with Stalin, Lenin, the communism, the party, all those things. And he's a happy man when he writes this piece, and so it's pretty cool.
We have Shostakovich. We have a world premiere. We have something that was written earlier this year. We have Percy Grainger.
It's a full evening. I mean, you you hear me say this pretty regular when I'm with you, but I think the folks are going to like something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's eclectic enough, it's broad spectrum enough that you don't hear anything that sounds alike except for the English music, which is supposed to sound alike. But it's going to be a very big night for us.
And you know, most of the students that you come into contact are musicians, whether they're music majors or not. They're people who can play musical instruments. But this is an excellent opportunity for students, especially those who are 18 to 21 or 22, the typical college age we think of. They might have come from a place like I did, a small town where you never had this, and they might be wandering in for their first wind ensemble.
Absolutely.
Performance.
Well, and you get a lot of the music lecture students, you know, because they're in that class as a part of their fine art curriculum. And, you know, they see it on the schedule and they go, I don't know much about that. I'll give that a shot. And, of course, everybody loves to come to Walton Arts Center. It's a beautiful place to have a performance. And, you know, they're down on Dixon, so there's all that. And why not? And, yeah, we get a lot of that, actually. So I hope that we have our regulars and a bunch of new folks as well. I think they'll really enjoy the evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kyle.